Well, we talked today about the heat. One way to keep cool is to go camping. In the western part of the country, that sometimes means camping for free on public lands. More people are putting down stakes in forests, mountains, deserts, and the federal government may soon start cracking down. Nate Hedgie from member station KUER reports.
The Red Rock Desert north of Moab, Utah is beginning to fill with campers. SUVs and retrofitted vans slowly roll across dirt roads searching for an open spot. James Gustine and his wife Jamie are lucky. They found one earlier this morning.
Camping in Moab is, it's brutal. I mean, just getting a spot can be full-on competition, and it didn't used to be that way.
This used to be a quiet destination for rock climbers and mountain bikers in the region. The kind of place where you could roll in on a Sunday and not see a lot of people. But now, low gas prices, a strong U.S. economy, and a population boom in some western cities all appear to be driving more people to visit cool outdoor meccas. Places like Moab here in Utah, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and Fruta, Colorado. Many of those visitors practice dispersed camping. Dispersed camping is essentially bargain basement camping. No toilets, no electrical hookups, no designated campsite. You simply find some previously trampled upon ground and sleep right there. Gustine loves it.
It's free. We get away from the crowds. The dog can run around. Just a little more space, really.
But space is increasingly hard to find. Today, the Gustines are surrounded by camper trailers and tall black live-in vans.
Yeah, it takes away from the experience. I don't come out here to be around huge crowds. That's not the reason I'm out here.
And huge crowds aren't the only problem. About a quarter mile away from where the Gustines are camping, Lisa Bryant is staring at some dirty paper towels half buried in the sand.
Okay, I'm not going to pick it up. The way they're wadded up and stuffed into the dirt.
I wouldn't pick those up.
Bryant is a spokesperson for the Bureau of Land Management's Moab Field Office.
You know, you don't want to be camping in this. You don't want to be experiencing this as part of your public lands. That's not cool.
And that's why the BLM recommends people dig their cat holes a lot deeper here. Or they carry out their waste. Because improperly buried human waste is not only gross, it's also unsanitary. And it can contaminate nearby water supplies. And people are damaging the landscape in other ways, like illegally driving off the road to find quiet spots to camp. Bryant points to a tire rut that had crushed some plants.
This is just resource damage. These soils are compacted now, harder for plants to get in and grow.
All of this has spurred the BLM to propose restricting some dispersed camping areas near popular trails and introduce managed camping sites. For example, in Moab, the agency has long-range plans to build 5 new $20-a-night campgrounds, complete with fire rings and proper toilets. Mike Souza isn't a fan of that idea. He's a retired plumber from California. We find him in the shade of his camper trailer. His two old red cattle dogs come over to greet us.
No running.
Hello.
Souza has been vacationing in Moab for 30 years. He says the desert is definitely becoming more crowded, but he believes that clamping down on dispersed camping isn't the answer.
I feel like when they close something down, I say, well, you know, why? I pay taxes to be able to use this.
He feels like creating designated campsites and fee campgrounds will just drive more people to other dispersed camping areas, leading to some of the same problems there. Instead, Souza says people need to learn better camping etiquette.
You know, they don't realize that this could be taken away. They think it's theirs. They don't know it's a privilege. And that's the problem.
And right now, it's a problem that's mostly confined to areas near popular trails and climbing routes. So if you really want some peace and quiet, park the car, grab your tent, get off the trails, and start walking. For Here and Now, I'm Nate Hedgie in Moab, Utah.
And Nate's story comes to us from the Mountain West News Bureau.